Breaking news update. Idalia has now reached hurricane status.
Tampa Bay, Florida is under a hurricane watch and storm surge watch. The National Weather Service issued those alerts yesterday ahead of Idalia. Hurricane force winds are possible within the next 48 hours, and water from the coast could rise and move inland. Peak winds could reach 40 miles per hour, and gusts could hit 45 miles an hour. The National Weather Service warns the potential impact from Idalia could be significant and life-threatening. I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden says diversity in America is under attack. He made those comments yesterday while marking 60 years of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights under law. One faculty member at the University of North Carolina dead after a shooting on campus yesterday. Police say they have a suspect in custody, but are not releasing a name or possible charges. Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418, 800-215-2418, 800-215-2418.
Hi folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue.